his mission. He accepts his death as a sacrifice. And then he asks his Father to consecrate the 12 to the truth. He's giving them and all of their successors, all of the bishops and priests of the church, he's giving them the power to make him present in the world through their preaching, through the celebration of the sacraments, and through their shepherding of his people. And then finally, Jesus prays for the whole church. He prays for all of those who will believe because of the preaching of the apostles. In that prayer, he asks that the primary sign of his church will be unity. Not only unity of the members of the church with one another, but most importantly, the unity of each member of the church with the Holy Trinity. Now I'm going to tell you something which I think is worth your consideration, but it might be a little bit frightening to contemplate, not because it's frightening in itself, but just because it's a theological concept with which we're not, maybe not, anyone not familiar with it. We believe that in God, in the one God, there are three divine persons. So there aren't three gods, there's one God, but there are three real persons, three real relationships within God. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. God the Father is not God the Son or God the Holy Spirit. God the Son is not God the Father or God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not God the Father or God the Son. They are three distinct persons in the one God. However, this gospel and other passages in the New Testament tell us that each of the persons dwells within the other persons. So that the Son and the Spirit are in the Father. The Father and the Son are in the Spirit. The Father and the Spirit are in the Son. Theologians call this by a Greek word, it's called perichoresis. Perichoresis means to dance within, the way sparks dance within a log on fire. So each of the persons, because of the unity of God, because there's only one God, and there are really three persons, each person is intimately within the other. What Jesus is saying in today's gospel is that if we believe in him, that we're going to enter into that indwelling, so that he, his Father, and his Spirit will dwell within us, and we will dwell within them. My brothers and sisters, this is the wonderful grace of baptism. When God cleansed us of the sin of Adam, he did that to take possession of us, to live within us. We don't experience that now directly, but we believe in faith that God the Father who created the universe, God the Son who redeemed us through his incarnation and through his sacrifice, God the Holy Spirit who is the Spirit of charity, that the three live within us as in a beautiful temple. And that indwelling of God within us is what causes us to be united in love with one another. Because each individual Christian is the dwelling place of the three, and the whole church is the dwelling place of the one God in three persons. There is a sign, though, of the indwelling of the Trinity in our souls. And that sign is a life of charity. Because wherever God is, there is charity. And so if a Christian violates charity by committing a mortal sin, we drive the Trinity away from us. On the other hand, every time cooperating with grace, we perform acts of charity towards God through obedience and love and worship, towards one another through service. That charity grows in us, and God, and this is a great mystery, I don't pretend to understand it or to be able to explain it, but every time we perform an act of charity, God dwells more intensively within us. His presence, he possesses us more fully, and he makes us more like himself. And the day we die, the degree of charity that we have attained will determine our closeness to God in the kingdom of heaven. And so, my brothers and sisters, the message of today's gospel is that the three divine persons in the one God, they dwell within us. We are their temple. We are holy because of that. We're sacred. We are temples of the living God. We have the power to increase that union with God through acts of charity. And that's why you have joined the Association Jean Trudeau, to perform the works of charity following the example of St. Jean Trudeau, who was marvelously possessed by the Holy Trinity, marvelously filled with the love of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. All of us are called to practice Christian charity and therefore become more and more like God, more and more assimilated to God. And so today, one final point, which is so important, every time you receive the body and blood of Christ in Holy Communion, the life of God becomes stronger within us. Charity intensifies and increases within us. The Eucharist is the food of charity, the food of eternal life. There's a beautiful passage in the Book of Wisdom where the author is telling the story of the Exodus again in his own beautiful way of expressing it. I forget the chapter of the Book of Wisdom. But he says that the manna that falls down from heaven every day for the Jews when they're in the desert, that manna accommodated itself to the taste of everyone who ate it. So in other words, it tasted like what you wanted to eat that day. So if you ate the manna and you wanted to have a hamburger, it tastes like a hamburger. I suppose that's what it seems to say. If you want pizza, it tastes like pizza. There's a spiritual meaning to that, though. It means that the Eucharist is given to us every day. It's our daily bread to nourish us precisely the way that we need to be nourished spiritually that day. So if we need to overcome the Eucharist, overcome temptation, there's the power in the Eucharist to overcome temptation. If we need to die to ourselves so that we can love someone else, there's the power in the Eucharist to perform that act of charity. If we need to have strength and bear in our cross, there's strength in the Eucharist for what we need. It accommodates itself. Jesus accommodates himself to whatever our need is every day. It's our daily bread. So let's ask him, when we receive his sacred body and blood in Holy Communion, to make us more and more eager to be men and women of charity, men and women who bear in themselves the awesome presence of the Trinity.